you didn't waste any time, Alex, getting Macklin.
Yeah.
That was probably what he told me.
Yeah. Got some good workout here. It was fun. You know, we had the conditioning test this morning, and then, kind of a little abbreviated practice, but really kind of kicking it off today. And it's fun. Get the good crowd out here, and yeah, you know, got a new weapon. You know, gonna test it out a little bit. So yeah, it was fun.
Test it out a little bit. You like what you saw?
We've had all OTAs. We don't have the pads on just yet, so kind of an extension of that. Like I said, we had the conditioning test today, so still kind of. You know, guys getting their legs back under them. You know, tomorrow will be really ramping it up. But, yeah, we've known for a while kind of what we got with him. So,
when you've got a wide receiver who is as good as he is at catching the football, I mean, he had 2 drops last year, 146 targets.
Uh-huh.
What's that do for you as a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. I realized pretty quick just how competitive he is with the football in the air. You just don't know that. And, you know, you get to see it kind of in person, live, and you can see it come out. I mean, when that ball's in the air, just how competitive he is, how many natural instincts he has coming back to the football, strong with the catch. And then you see it after practice every day. The guy's on jugs. He's QB coach is throwing, you know, bad balls at him all over the place, and you know, professional. So it's not by mistake. You know, you can see the work that he puts in.
And the Chiefs signed him.
You've got a guy who has earned your trust that way. I mean, you're trying to throw to the open guy.
Yeah.
Guys earned your trust that way. Does that give you a little more faith?
For sure, yeah. I mean, and they're all different, but you certainly know those guys that, like I said, are competitive in the catch, and certainly those guys, and it's not even a conscious thing. You know, it literally just kind of, stuff happens. You throw balls in tighter windows. You throw balls into tighter coverage because you know that with guys like that, you know, at worst, it's usually incomplete. You know, so those guys, you know, get a lot of balls on their way, and we got a lot of them. You know, Kelsey's the same way, Albert's the same way. You know, a lot of guys that are strong through the catch.
And with Macklin, it's not just the hands thing, right? It's the mental thing too. Like you can pretty much trust him.
You know, he sees things. You know, he didn't skip a beat coming back into this. You know, and it had been a little while. You know, been a couple of years, and he just didn't miss a beat. Like he'd been in it all along, and really smart, sees coverages. And when you're with receivers like that, they can anticipate when the ball's coming. And you kind of like that. You know, they know a lot of the little adjustments to make. So,
when the Chiefs signed him, did you bother looking at any video from him?
We had watched a lot of film. You know, I'd watched a lot of film from the couple years prior. You know, that whole offseason, that's all we watched. And then, yeah, certainly, you know, we'd even seen it, you know, here and there. You know, you have common opponents and watching and seeing things like that. So I felt like I had a good kind of understanding.
Even before he showed up.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you feel about this group as a whole? I mean, you've been with a lot of different guys.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this group?
You know what? I've talked about it with a lot of the guys. I really feel like we got a lot of the pieces it takes, you know, and they're all here. And talking to guys, you know, you just never know, you know, how long those windows last. You got to make the most of this opportunity. And I really feel like we do have an opportunity in front of us. You know, but it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of things going the right way and kind of making that happen. But certainly we have that opportunity, and you know, not all teams have it. I really feel like, you know, with the pieces that we have in place, the guys here, that, yeah, we do have that chance.
Well, you talked about a minute ago the scouting report on kind of building your own scouting report on Jeremy. Do you do that with all new guys who come in?
You certainly – some of it is – you know, very like conscious and intentional, and you do watch it. And a lot of it isn't. A lot of it just happens. You're just out there and you're playing with them, and you kind of realize some of the plays guys make. Then all of a sudden balls come out in, like I said, into tighter coverage, and it's not necessarily conscious. I just, you know, yeah, you're just, it just happens from those repetitions. But certainly, absolutely. You find out pretty quick strengths of guys, what they do well, you know, things like that, and absolutely, you're trying to give them those opportunities.
What about a guy like Chris Conley, and you bother since he's coming out of college, and you bother with it for a guy like that?
Oh yeah, right away. Certainly, there's a little grace period there for him just to kind of get ramped up. I mean, we all remember what it was like to be a rookie, and OTAs are just, you're still kind of even, you're spinning a little bit, so you're just trying to let them kind of settle in. Certainly, here in camp, when he gets back out here, yeah, you're kind of going to continue that. I feel like you already have a good idea, but. With the young guys, certainly, you got to give them a chance to grow into a lot of those things.
I know the defensive players are looking forward to Monday with the pads.
Yeah.
What about the quarterback? Like, you're not going to get hit, but, like, when the pads come on, how does that help you prepare?
it's certainly real football too for us, and it helps us. You know, not even just from a standpoint, obviously getting the pads back on and throwing with them. But like all off season, I mean, the run game doesn't get a ton of attention. You know, you can't, and so it is a little pass heavy, and with that you get linebackers that drop 15 yards deep and things like that, and they don't really respect the run. So it'll be nice to kind of get back into real football situations and all those little things. And for us, protections kind of come back into that. That's a big piece of it. That all off-season protections, they aren't as big an emphasis just because you can't, because the guys don't have pads and the blocking and things like that. But now with that and movement within the pocket, because you're going to get distorted pockets, and you're going to have to be able to move and slide your feet and make off-balance throws and things like that.
I'm glad you said that, because – right, you know you're not going to get hit.
Yeah.
These giant guys are still coming at you fast. Like, can you?
You still got to play like it. Yeah, certainly.
Feel it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the stuff that you're always trying to work. But certainly here with pads, you're going to get it more. These D linemen are going to be going, and offensive linemen are going to have to buckle down, and you're going to get some pockets that look funny and break down, and it's all those things that you've kind of drilled all off season, but you kind of got to put them into play here. It's really a great exercise for that in practice, and then obviously that goes into preseason and the season, but certainly that gets stepped up here.
Alex, you attended the Eric Berry news conference yesterday.
Yeah.
What were your impressions leaving that news conference?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I really felt like I didn't even deserve to be in the room, you know? That's the truth. I felt like I was undeserving to even be in there with him, talking about that. He's a special person, special teammate he was before, and then just the way he's handled everything, him and his family and his parents, and I just see him kind of come out of this. I'm just so incredibly happy for him. But like I said, really, really humbled. Didn't feel like I deserved to be in there. Just a stud of a human being.